Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We'll be glad, we will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, continually give God that sacrifice, praise. Praise Him and thank Him. Boy, it was hot yesterday, and it's been hot. My golf game kind of suffered, for those who care. I'm just thankful. Today I was reading, and I'm still working on that lordship and all that stuff in the New Testament. But there's a couple of things I read in Proverbs this morning that I wanted to go over. If you go to Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10, it says, "The fear of the Lord," and this is the reverential awe of the Lord, "is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. For by me thy days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased." I just love this. The beginning of the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Wisdom is the right application of knowledge. And later on in the New Testament, it talks about Jesus Christ is the wisdom of God. It's the right application of the knowledge of God. But what I love about this is the beginning. The starting point is to have reverential awe towards God. Where do you put Him in your life? What's the most important? I know that for me, growing up, it was always God, but I was kind of persecuted a little bit when I was younger about it. But it never went away. You got to put God first in your life. You got to think on the things of God, and you got to put these words in your mind. You have to change the seat of your distinctive character. You got to change your thoughts, renovate your thoughts to what the Word says and not necessarily what you've learned. If you jump over, and this is like learn through your experiences of life or what you've been told or what you've been taught. It's what the Word says is what matters. If you jump over to Proverbs chapter 10, verse 27, "The fear, the reverential awe of the Lord prolongeth days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened." And I think this is great, because if you're worried about life going by too fast, what does the Word say? Have reverential awe towards God, and your life will be prolonged. The days will be prolonged. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've been bored. I mean, truly bored for months. And I remember reading this. If you go to, if you go to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 9, it says, There remaineth therefore a rest day to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, into God's rest, he hath ceased or rested from his own works as God did from his own. Let us labor therein to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. When you start to believe in God and you start to put your trust in God, usually your mind would be filled with fear, freaking out about what's going on, what's happening. Well, once you believe in God, once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, once you have pretty much focused your life that you know God's going to take care of it, there is an emptiness that then happens, because you're not filling your mind with fear. You're filling your mind with God's grace and peace, knowing He's going to take care of it. Well, there's a lot of time that you kind of enter into at that point that you're going to have to fill your mind with something. And it prolongeth your days. If you've ever been really bored, how long do your days feel? Pretty long. And that's the point. You start to go, like, it's just one of those aspects, one of those thoughts in life. If you feel like your life is flying by and you're missing out, start to put your trust in God, and your life will be fulfilled. Your life will be prolonged. And it's not me saying it. It's that of which our Father said. It's the words of our Father. And I also think about this the way that Jesus Christ spoke. He always said what God told him to speak. And he talked about his Father. These are the things that God tells us. Your Father tells us. I'm going to finish up with this. If you jump over to Psalms chapter 62, verse 1. "Truly my soul waiteth in silence upon God, for from him cometh my safety and my salvation. Truly, he is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not greatly be moved. When God's your defense, when God's your salvation, when God's your safety, you don't need to move. You're covered. You're covered. And then there's a life that's within that. There's a life that maybe you've never lived before where you don't have those worries and those fears in your mind where you can't get rid of them. It's just these little things. It's a thought that you have in life that God even covers that thought. My life is slipping by. It's going by too fast. And God shows you how to take care of it. And when you start to wrap your mind around the word and you start to believe what God says, having a true conviction and starting to have faith, which is specifically hearing, believing what you hear from God and trusting it and living it, it's going to change your life. And he cares about the details. Have a beautiful day today. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. Again, when you pray, you always pray to God, never to Jesus Christ. You pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a great day. God bless you and your family. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much just for everything that you do for us and what you're doing for me. I pray for today that, again, that this upholstery gets done and I'm over this thing. And I also pray that the patterning of the sofa goes well, that it's quick, Father. I also ask for this week and for the trip to Nashville that you take care of that and that that's a blessing. I also pray for Ian that you take care of him going out to California. I'm bringing that car home, Father. And I just thank you for just every single moment. I also pray that that's the right car. And I pray for every single moment that we have and for the beautiful life and your word and everything that you've given us and the people you've surrounded us with. And I just pray for a great day. And I thank you for your son. And I lift everything up to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.